Welcome to the show. I'm Sarah, and I am so ridiculously excited to finally get this started. I've spent my career in tech, bouncing between business analysis, marketing, and even a bit of late-night vibe coding. My work and studies have taken me all over, from my student days in Berlin and an unforgettable Erasmus in Paris to work stints in London. Now, I'll drop in a few stories from my time in these places, but I want to be clear from the start. This show isn't really about me. You're not going to get any relationship tips or true crime stories here. Let's be honest, for the vast majority of people, what we're about to discuss, deep tech, data regulations, funding ecosystems, is probably going to be a little bit boring, and that's perfectly fine. This podcast is for the rest of us, the ones who get excited about a well-designed system or a clever bit of code. Sarah's got a glow in her hands tonight, golden circuits lighting up the fight, fingers dancing on the keys so bright, building worlds out of digital light.
Driving through the rain, she's the spark in the wide domain, a tech queen breaking every chain.
So if you're still with me, here's the plan. At every tech event I've been to, the narrative is always the same. It all revolves around Silicon Valley. And look, the innovation there is legendary. That's undeniable. But it's an echo chamber. There's a whole tech renaissance happening right here in Europe. And it's time to give it a proper spotlight. So today we're going on a tour of Europe's most dynamic tech hubs, including some of my old stomping grounds like Berlin, Paris, and London, but also Munich and Stockholm. And we won't stop there. We'll also peek into what's bubbling up in Spain, Denmark, and the Baltics. We'll dig into their specializations, their tech stacks, and the unique flavor they bring to the global scene. This is the European tech story from someone who's lived it. Okay, let's start in a city I know well, Berlin. Man, that place is a true startup powerhouse. The energy there is palpable. When I was living there, the vibe was all about just build it. It's pure dynamism with a heavy focus on software and AI. It's a bit like vibe coding on a citywide scale. Berlin is also making huge strides in mobile technology and something I find super interesting in clean tech innovation. This feels hard-coded into the city's DNA, reflecting a broader European focus on green initiatives. Go south to Munich and the atmosphere shifts. It's like switching from a scrappy startup to an enterprise environment. Here, it's all about deep tech. We're talking AI, robotics, quantum computing, and even space technologies. This is where my data science heart beats faster. It's not just about startups, it's giants like BMW, Siemens, and Infineon driving innovation. Munich's strength is integrating these high-level technologies into massive industrial applications, creating a unique ecosystem where research, corporate R&D, and startups collaborate. It's the German approach in a nutshell. Next, let's hop over to France. My Erasmus in Paris showed me a completely different side of tech. The city is a beast, often challenging London for the top spot in Europe. It's strong in deep tech, health tech, and clean energy, but its real secret weapon is its exceptional academic foundation. The sheer density of top-tier engineering schools and research programs is mind-blowing. This creates a pipeline of talent that thinks in terms of fundamental research, cultivating complex foundational technologies. London, I spent some time working there, and the pace is relentless. As a long-established financial capital, its transition into a leading fintech hub feels completely natural. The city's expertise in finance, coupled with a dynamic tech ecosystem, has created an unparalleled environment for financial technology innovation. Beyond fintech, it's also a major player in AI, green tech, and B2B software. It has a mature ecosystem, robust infrastructure, and world-class universities, making it a prime spot for companies looking to scale globally. Finally, in our top five, let's head north to Stockholm, Europe's unicorn factory. From an analyst's perspective, this place is fascinating. It's a relatively small capital with an outsized global impact, producing giants like Spotify and Skype. It's particularly strong in fintech with Klarna and in gaming with companies like King and Mojang. The secret sauce seems to be a combination of a highly skilled workforce, a strong culture of innovation, and a supportive ecosystem. Their obsession with user-centric design and global scalability is a lesson for everyone. While those five are major players, Europe's tech landscape is so much more diverse. Let's touch on some other exciting hubs. Tech with Sarah. For innovation in software and data, health tech, and fintech, the Danes emphasize user-centric design and incredible digital integration, especially in public services. This focus on the welfare state often leads to tech that prioritizes societal benefits and ethics. Spain. The tech scene in Spain is booming, with hubs in Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia, and Malaga. Key specializations include AI, cybersecurity, and DevOps. I love their unique blend of the strong tourism sector with a burgeoning tech industry, which leads to cool innovations in smart cities and digital tourism. The Baltics, this is where my inner nerd gets really excited. Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania are true digital pioneers. Estonia is a global leader in e-governance and digital services with a strong focus on IT and cybersecurity. Their e-residency concept is a genius API for governance, a testament to their innovative approach. Latvia is emerging with strengths in deep tech areas like photonics and smart materials, as well as fintech and cybersecurity. Lithuania is gaining recognition for its prowess in fintech, ICT, and laser technology. Its capital, Vilnius, is becoming a major fintech hub. What unites them is their agility and willingness to be testbeds for new digital solutions. We're learning to fly. She's the codebreaker. In the room, GDPR. As someone with a data science background, I see this not as a burden, but as a feature. It's a fundamental shift in how we handle data. It forces you to be a better engineer and a smarter analyst by prioritizing privacy from the ground up. Our research shows European firms store significantly less data than US counterparts. We've moved from move fast and break things to move thoughtfully and build securely. In a world worried about data misuse, that's a competitive advantage. So how does this all connect? If Silicon Valley is a monolith, highly concentrated with a homogeneous market, then Europe is more like a microservices architecture. It's a complex web of diverse multipolar hubs. This diversity can be a hurdle with different languages and legal systems slowing down scaling. But it's also a strength, fostering resilience and a more global mindset from day one. There's strong cross-border collaboration between academia, industry, and government, often leading to more foundational research. So, as you can see, the European tech scene is far from a single entity. It's a dynamic, diverse, and rapidly evolving landscape. From Berlin's startup energy to Munich's deep tech prowess, Paris's academic excellence, London's fintech dominance, and Stockholm's unicorn factory, Europe is defining its own path, a path with a strong emphasis on privacy, sustainability, and collaborative innovation. And that's the perspective I want to bring you in this podcast, a look at the full stack of European tech from the code to the culture. Thanks for tuning in. I can't wait to explore more with you. Tech with Sarah, she's rewriting the sky. Algorithms soaring, we're learning to fly. She's the code breaker, the digital spy. Tech with Sarah, she's the reason why.
Her mind's a server, no room for doubt. Solving riddles when the power goes out. Wired dreams, she's mapping the route. In the silence, hear her shout.
She's a firewall to the world's decay, turning glitches into a brighter day. Every bite she bends, every line she lays. Sarah's tech makes the chaos obey.
Tech with Sarah, she's rewriting the sky. Algorithm soaring, we're learning to fly.
She's the code breaker.